The last two Mishnayos here in the sixth parak of Erevin are going to talk about two chatzeros, one further interior than the other. And the question becomes, what's the relationship between these two chatzeros? Interior chatzer A has the only way those dayarim, the people living in A, are going to be able to get to the street is if they're going to pass through the exterior chatzer B. So you have a bunch of people participating, they're living in chatzer A, and then you have on the outside people in chatzer B, and then beyond that you have the street. So the Mishnah tells us, what happens if you have the following? Shtei chatzeros ulof nemizu. You have two chatzeros, one inside the other, A inside of B. Eru pnimis, the people in the inner circle, the inner cul-de-sac, the inner chatzer, they made an eruv, velo irva chitzona, and the outside people didn't. So the people, apnimis, the people in the inner one, in A, muteris, they can carry from their houses into the chatzer and into each other's houses, vachitzona, but those on the outside are asura. Hachitzona, let's say the outside guys in B made an eruv for themselves, velo apnimis, and the inner guys didn't make an eruv for themselves. Shteyan asuros, they are both asur. Why are they both asur? Because since the inner guys did not make an Eruv, they are no longer allowed to carry, and since they have Drisa Seregel, since they pass through the outside Chatzer, they create an Isser on the outside Chatzer, even though the outside Chatzer did everything they need to do. But since the inner guys have Drisa Seregel, they have the permission to step foot on the outside one, they create an Isser on the outside one. Erev Azula Atzma Vazula Atzma. Now, what is the case? What happens in the case where they made two independent Eruvs? They both made an Eruv. A made their own Eruv. B made their own Eruv. They didn't connect them. Zumuteris Bifnei Atzma, Zumuteris Bifnei Atzma. Both of them are mutar to carry among themselves, but not from A to B or B to A. Rabbi Akiva Oser Hachitzona. Rabbi Akiva says the second one, the outside one, B, is Aser. Why? Shadrisa Saregalo Sarta. Because since the inner ones, A, they have the permission to walk through B to get to the street, they are considered to be partially partners in B's Chatzer, and by not participating in B's Eruv, they create an Iser in that entire Chatzer. Chachamim disagree, but Chachamim, no, Andrius is a regular Sarta. The fact that they have the permission to walk through doesn't mean that they can Aser it. They're not considered to be part of B's Chatzer. Mishnah Yud. Shachach Echam and Echitzor Velo Eruv. Let's say one of the outer ones did not make an Eruv, so their section is disqualified. Hapnimis Muteris, Vachitzonim Asura. The outside is problematic, but the inner one, A, they are still. They're still good to go. They are still living with a valid Eruv. But Minapimis Lo Erev, but let's say one of the inner guys forgot and didn't make the Eruv. So that deconstructs, that breaks the Eruv in A. And Shtehen Asuros, because A has Drisa Seregel, they can walk through B. And therefore, since A is Aser, B is also Aser. Nasnu Eruvan B'makom Echad. They made a joint Eruv. They put it all in one place, Veshachach Echad, and one guy forgot, Beimina Pnimis, Beimina Chatzon, Velo Eruv, and one guy forgot, Shtehen Asuros. It all falls apart. There's nothing you can do about it. V'yam Hayushal Yechidim, let's say you had two Chatzeros, but only one person lives in each one, Einon Srichin La'ari, because each one can be metaltal in his Chatzer, so that person has the entirety of their permission, their whole, it's all them, there's nobody to make an error with, and they don't aser, let's say the person who owns all of the houses, or there's only one house, let's say, owns all the houses, one dyer in the inner one, doesn't aser, A, doesn't prohibit on B.